It was a great performance from everyone involved, and it needed to be because we were up against a very good side. I think a side that are definitely going to be at least in the top six this season. And the most pleasing aspect for me, we started the game really well, but the character that we shown to dig in and fight for each other and run that extra yard and make tackles. And you want to play great football every week, but to be successful week in, week out in this league, you need that side of the game to have a strong mentality. And that's something that the manager's been drilling into us this season. And so far, so good. It's paying off. But we can't be complacent with the start, and we need to go again on Tuesday.
We'll talk about the opponents, Hull City, in a moment. But take us back to before the match, Liam, and how difficult the build-up for the match was with the memories today.
Incredible, you know. It's been a very difficult few weeks for everybody concerned, you know. And I send my condolences, sincere condolences, to everyone who was involved in such a tragedy. And, you know, it hits home, you know. The lads have to drive in past that area every day to get into training. And it's a reminder every day of what a sad event it was. And it was in all of our minds today. You know, the manager said before the game, make everyone proud. And I think the tribute that was paid before the game shows the class of the football club. And I'm delighted to be a part of it. And I ran around the pitch after the game just to applaud all of the fans today involved, because it was a very difficult day. And hopefully this season we can make it a season to remember for good reasons, and give them the tribute that the lads and everyone involved in the tragedy is concerned.
Well, hear to that, Liam. In terms of the season start, 16 points out of 18, that's tremendous.
Yeah, but we've got to keep it going. It's just a start. We had a couple of really good meetings in the summer. I know we had a disappointing season last year, but it was to change the mentality of the lads, and we all had an input into what our aims were for the season. And you look at the stadium, you look at how many fans we have, you look at the training ground, it's all geared for promotion. And as I said when I joined, if I didn't believe that we could achieve something, I definitely wouldn't have signed here. And I'm absolutely delighted to be here. It couldn't have gone better, not just on the pitch but off the pitch. It's a lovely area to live, fantastic football club to play for, and I'm happy to be here, and hopefully I can play my part in a really successful season.
Our summariser, Warren Aspinall, on BBC Sussex, was saying, you're in the side now, it's going to be difficult to get you out.
Well, yeah, you know, I was disappointed not to start, you know, at the start of the season, but Bruno's been fantastic all year so far on the right, and Gaetan's been great on the left. And that's the thing about having a good squad. All of us know that if we're not playing at our best, we've got now 20 top players in this league who can come in and do a job. It was great to see Bobby come on today, and the ovation that he got was fantastic, and he's another top player with great experience who is going to help us in our campaign.
Of course, you were at Hull City last year. Yeah. Did it put you under any more pressure today, Liam?
No, you know, it's always difficult. I had a fantastic time at the club. It's a great club full of great people, and I knew what a difficult game it was going to be today because they've got so many good players. And as I said, I wish them all the best, and I've got no doubts that they'll be up there come the end of the season.
And I saw you walking around shaking hands with some of the backroom staff. It obviously still means a lot.
No, I had a great relationship with everybody at the club, you know, and I really enjoyed my 5 years there. But in saying that, it's a new chapter for me. And we got promotion, FA Cup final, Europe, and I want to be a part of that again. And I believe that we can achieve that here with hard work.
You know what it's like to get out of the Championship. What's needed?
I think what you saw today. I think you saw some fantastic football in the first half an hour where we could have scored three or four, being honest. But then after that, Hull grew into the game, and we showed the other side of the game, which is just as important, which is to dig in and fight for each other and defend set piece as well, and tackle and do all of the dirty things that maybe don't look great on the eye, but they get you the result that you need at the end of the game.
And Hull City aside, who many people were tipping for a promotion, the same was said of Ipswich 2 weeks ago. They have been beaten two sides who people think could be there or thereabouts. What does that say about this squad?
Well, I think the start shows that we have a very good chance of doing well this year. But all it is a start. You just, this league is so difficult. You see Bournemouth go up last year. You don't know who's going to be up there at the end of the season. But in saying that, Hull have got fantastic players, Premier League players throughout their squad, and I know they'll be up there. So for us to win today was credit to everyone. But now we've got another difficult game on Tuesday.
And let's talk about that game, because matches coming thick and fast. Rotherham haven't had the best start to the season.
Yeah, but that's the danger. You take your foot off the gas, you're complacent, that's when things start to go awry. So we've got to make sure, again, that our mentality is right, and we treat that game like we've treated today. So we've got to rest our feet up and then go again tomorrow and make sure we're right for Tuesday.